Dear listeners, this podcast is created by the Linguist team. If you want to practice and improve your English, go to our website, linguistov.ru. And if you want to share your opinion and ideas regarding our discussions, you can email us at info@linguistov.ru.
How are you?
Fine. Is it a good morning for you?
Well, it's good. Nothing can spoil my good morning. Even dead neighbors. Okay, I'm sorry, I'm being sarcastic, but I'm just sick of these drunkards. I live in the neighborhood where every third household is fond of drinking. And today one of the ladies passed away, and this morning, and now there are a lot of police officers trying to find out when exactly she died and how she died, although it's obvious she drank too much. So, but anyway, I mean, it's good morning. What's going on in your life? Dina, she has the same disorder. She cleans like 23 hours.
I mean, it's probably something psychological.
I don't know. But I think, is your aunt okay with other people not doing the same?
She is now.
But she was not okay before.
Well, when she was a teenager, for example, when she was...
Because I think if she's okay, then it's quite convenient to have such...
For example...
You make a mess, there is always someone who cleans it up.
No, you can see that she really enjoys it.
Yeah, exactly. It's convenient. It's like, you know, you eat and the kitchen sink is full of dirty dishes and like, see? This is for you. I haven't done the dishes for you so that you can enjoy the process. So you're kind of, you know, helping this person. But if she's not happy with cleaning and doing household chores, then probably it can be a problem for the rest of the family.
They came to us about a month ago, I think.
Oh, they cleaned the whole apartment.
No, not really. But my mother said, I wondered why she didn't clean our apartment.
She had a great desire to clean it.
I don't know. And she said that probably she was just, she was waiting for my mother to ask. And she said that if I had asked her, she would have done it without saying a word. So that would be a great pleasure for her.
You can tell her about me. Just you know, when you visit her next time. You can tell that you have a friend whose apartment is always a mess. And if she wants, she's always welcome. Well, I think it's a kind of philosophy, you know. Some people like knitting. And when they knit, they think about life, maybe. My dad is a fisherman, and I could never understand how he could be ice fishing. I mean, when it's freezing outside, it's like minus 30 degrees Celsius, he could be sitting somewhere in the river fishing, and there is no fish, but he's just sitting and ice fishing. And I once asked him, like, what's the idea? What's the purpose? I mean, do you get any kind of satisfaction when you catch no fish? And he's like, well, I'm just sitting and... thinking about life, and I'm enjoying the nature. So, and at that time, I understood that it was kind of a philosophy, you know. It was not about fish. It's about the possibility to enjoy your loneliness. So maybe your aunt, when she is doing the household chores, maybe she also has some kind of thoughts, like Agatha Christie. Have you heard that she invented most of her stories when she was doing the dishes, something like that? There's only one situation where when I enjoy cleaning is when I have a mess in my head. I don't know what to do with my life. I don't know what to start with. There are so many problems in my life, or maybe I need to make some important decisions, but I don't know which decision would be right. So I start with cleaning. While I clean my room, for example, I simultaneously clean my head.
they have so many guests, so many people in their house all the time. You have been to our apartment. Mm-hmm. It's very quiet here.
When I visited you the last time, mm-hmm. I thought that we were alone. And no, then I heard some noise and I go, is there anyone else? And you were like, yeah, everybody's at home. Because my parents are quite noisy. They like talking about all kinds of things in a very loud way.
Mm-hmm.
Not necessarily arguing. They can just discuss politics.
Mm-hmm.
Or gardening,
mm-hmm.
and they can do it in a very loud way. So mm-hmm. I need to always remind them to calm down.
Mm-hmm.
I'm about to have a lesson, or I'm very busy. So
mm-hmm.
I'm the one who tries to control them. And then sometimes my nephews and nieces come over to visit us, and then there are children running around after Lola, who's trying to escape them,
mm-hmm.
and parents running after the children, trying to catch them. So, and it becomes a crazy house. But I mean, it's fun. I'm kind of used to it. I mean, it's great. But that is why I enjoy the contrast when it's like, you know, when my parents are gone to the dacha,
mm-hmm.
and I have this opportunity to just sit and enjoy the peace and quiet. Mm-hmm. It's great. But most of the time, yeah, it's a crazy house. And I think it's not even my dog who is responsible for the mess time. It's my mother.
I
truly believe that it's my mother, because when my mother does the cooking,
mm-hmm.
You can find carrots even on the ceiling. I mean, pieces of carrot, you can find it on the ceiling.
She's so passionate about cooking.
She's so passionate about cooking that she doesn't care about the kitchen.
Mm-hmm. Well, anyway, let's start with the news.
Okay, let's start with the news.
Do you have anything?
No, I have. I'm no.
Man burns down house trying to kill spider with a homemade flamethrower.
The spider survived, I presume.
Yes. So the man told the firefighters that he saw a spider in his laundry room and decided the best way to take care of it was with a lighter and a can of spray paint. He set his wall on fire, then the blaze quickly spread. This isn't the first incident involving spiders, open flames and incredibly poor judgment. Back in June, a Kansas woman set fire to her house in pursuit of a wild arachnid. She told authorities that she used a lighter to ignite some towels in the hopes of killing a spider.
Why is it so threatening about spiders? And why do they believe that fire will kill them? Isn't it easier to catch them?
Do you actually kill spiders?
No.
What do you do with them?
I don't really have this close relationship with spiders.
Oh, okay.
So, but there were times when I discovered some of them,
mm-hmm.
mostly in the dacha. I would just say hi. That's it. Well, you know, I have this belief that they are quite helpful. They mm-hmm. they catch other insects, mm-hmm. like flies and some more disgusting ones. So I kind of like spiders, mm-hmm. you know. And even if I need to get rid of them, I would not kill them. I would politely ask them to leave. No, I don't kill them, seriously. Do you?
No, I don't. I usually take a piece of toilet paper, catch mm-hmm. the spider, mm-hmm. and let him fly.
Don't you think that they can die once they reach the earth? You live on the seventh floor. You let the spider fly, take it into account that they don't really have wings.
No, I mean, I let them fly with a piece of toilet paper, which serves like as a parachute. Oh,
okay, well, make it a doodle.
Probably for a spider, that's some kind of entertainment. Yes. No, don't you find it?
Well, of course, that's what I'm saying. Oh, hey, jumping. Hey, guys.
Maybe that's why we had so many spiders, because rumors started.
Rumors started. They said that in this apartment they can organize parachute jumping for free. Yeah, it's real. So, guys.
And my cat was useless.
with your spiders. Cat is, I believe, useless in not only in this. Has she ever been engaged in catching some insects, birds, flies, whatever?
Anything which is bigger than a fly.
Scares the shit out of him.
That's right.
I said it's smart. It's smart of him to be afraid of wasps. They can yeah. bite you.
He has this instinct of self-preservation. Mm-hmm. That's probably
which probably overcomes all other instincts.
That's right. That's the most developed instinct that he has. Yeah, and
say hi to August.
Okay, I will.
I had this friend who recently complained that his girlfriend is constantly petting her cat. She enjoys cuddling and, you know, petting the cat. And he's kind of jealous. He says it's not okay. A cat is still a cat. And you should not have such deep feelings toward a cat. So he's jealous. While he was complaining to me, I was like, well, I also have deep feelings for my dog,
mm-hmm.
but I never compare. I mean, I understand that Lola is a dog,
mm-hmm.
and I do not, you know, have the need to compensate my need for loving a human mm-hmm. on my dog. Do you have these deep feelings for August? Do you have sometimes the need to just lie down with him? And have fun and play with him
every evening, but but it's only, you know,
it's not mutual.
That's right, it's unrequited love. For example, if I had to choose between
a human and a cat, a
human and my August, of course I would choose August.
Of course, you said of course. I absolutely agree. The biggest reason for me would be we have known each other for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Me and my dog.
Mm-hmm.
And that is not even a question. that is not even a question. But the point is, I think this alternative is in its nature is quite strange.
Mm-hmm.
How can you compare? It's so completely different. My feelings towards my pet.
Mm-hmm.
And my feelings towards somebody. Why would he be jealous? I mean, it's like being jealous of my mother.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay, I don't like the idea that you spend so much time with your mother. You have to choose whether it's me or you or her.
Mm-hmm.
That's different, right?
Yeah.
So
I think it's the guy's problem.
I absolutely agree. I actually told that to my friend. I said, you have to respect towards your cat. If you don't like this idea,
yeah.
I'm afraid she's going to make the choice that you don't like.
Japan's most famous schoolgirl is a man. From the
my God. I already like the beginning.
From the neck up, Hideaki Kobayashi is a middle-aged, bald man with a bushy moustache. From the neck down, this Japanese man could pass for a Japanese schoolgirl as he parades all over Tokyo dressed in seifuku, the name for the sailor outfits worn by teenage girls. The 50-something Kobayashi started dressing up as a teenage girl about 3 years ago. Before that, he was a computer engineer and an accomplished photographer, careers that he kept alive. He made his debuted at an art and design event, but joked about the reasons behind his decision to dress like a giddy schoolgirl. That's a difficult question, Kobayashi told last year. It's not really something I thought too deeply about. I guess it's because sailor suits look good on me, he said. And then he said that I just want to wear something cute. His message was, if there is something you want to do, do that. Be yourself.
So He is bald with moustache.
Yeah.
He doesn't wear a wig, as I understand.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't shave his moustache. But he dresses like a schoolgirl.
And I mean,
wow, that is so creepy.
Check it out.
Oh my God, he's old. Oh, this is so cute.
I know.
Oh, he's cute. Wow. Now I see the... Oh my God.
It's quite cheerful.
Yeah, he's cool. Yeah, be who you are.
yeah, keep it up, man.
I wonder what made him do that. Is it just the need to shock people? Or does he have some, has he always had this inmost desire to be dressed perhaps. Like a schoolgirl?
You know, the Japanese are weird.
I kind of have this unconscious fear of the Japanese culture because I cannot understand it. I am such a big fan of it. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, I try not to get too close, not to catch this. I really think it's great mm-hmm. To be who you are, mm-hmm. to not be afraid to expose it mm-hmm. to public. But at the same time, I'm not talking about this Japanese guy, of course, because I think he's cute. But I think there are some limits which should not be trespassed mm-hmm. simply because you need to have some respect towards other people. Mm-hmm. It's not about you, it's about the society, which can be a bit uncomfortable with you showing up in public this way. Like, you know, who won the Eurovision this year? So the bearded woman, yeah?
Well, I suppose that it was more a political gesture.
She had been doing that for several years before she was admitted to perform in Eurovision. She created this image of a bearded woman, and I have nothing against it.
And I also have nothing against it.
I am totally for diversity, mm-hmm. but it's just, I don't know, it's too much. What if next time someone decides to perform naked, mm-hmm. or someone decides to make something even more shocking? I mean, there should be some limits which mm-hmm. would not make other people uncomfortable, yeah. which would, you know, still show some respect. How far can this tolerance go? That's the mm-hmm. point. I mean, I am very gay-friendly mm-hmm. person. I have several gay friends. I respect people, not for their orientation, but for who they are. I mm-hmm. mean, this is the right approach. Mm-hmm. But and it's not even about the gay community. It's about the limits again. How far can people go in their self manifestation? This is the line that should not be crossed. So mm-hmm. this Japanese guy, he's really cute, and there is nothing filthy about him. Mm-hmm. It's just fun. So there is a difference between filth and fun. Mm-hmm. As long as it is funny and exquisite and eloquent, maybe, mm-hmm. then it's awesome, it's great, it's unique. Mm-hmm. But when it becomes filthy, then no, sorry.
I think that it's great not to care about what other people think.
Do you care?
With years, I care less and less.
Oh, fantastic. I was thinking you are going to say, I care more and more. And
no.
And now it's so good you said less and less, because I do the same. So that unusual. That is probably the reason why they seem so funny, because mm-hmm. they have finally reached the point when they no longer care about
that's right.
what other people think about mm-hmm. them. They just want to have fun. Why is Japan so tolerant mm-hmm. and so open to such kinds of
eccentricities?
Yes. If a similar thing happened in Russia or even in Europe, mm-hmm. Well, I think the society would still react differently. Why is Japan so much more tolerant and so much more open?
They have always been open to new trends.
Because alongside with this tolerance and eccentricities, they are nation who mm-hmm. respect their traditions, yeah, their yeah. culture.
It's a wonderful role model for most of us, just to show that, yeah, of course you can be eccentric, but at the same time you can find some harmony mm-hmm. and have some limits for it, and to respect traditions, and at the same time
it can go together. Yeah. Mm-hmm. There was this idea in Cape Pax mm-hmm. that the main character was claiming that he was an alien from another planet, mm-hmm. and in their planet they do not have traditional family values. They mm-hmm. do not have the, you know, nuclear families as mm-hmm. we on the planet Earth have. Mm-hmm. And he said that it's just a kind of laboratory where people are braced they don't live together as husbands and wives. They just live individually. And the people who were listening to him, they were kind of terrified. They were freaked out, like, no family? No love? How come? In our society, when we talk about families and traditional families, and you see how many people get married and then have a very unhappy and miserable life. And for some reason, they do not divorce. Their husbands drink. Their husbands are aggressive. They don't work. And poor women, they have to be responsible for everything. And I just wonder, why don't they get divorced? Why don't they start everything from the very beginning? And I think it's because the society has some standards for women, and for men actually as well. I mean, a lot of men also are the victims of such social standards. And I think this is not good. We need to be more brave when it comes to such such things, you know. I think in this case, I would love us to be more open-minded in the future. I mean, I would still like to see some traditional families officially married with children, both parents who are happy together. But if there are some extremes, then what's for? Why?
Yeah, but people have to have a choice.
Exactly, yeah. And there is nothing wrong with being alone. A lot of people are not ready to start a family even when they are 35 or 40. They just don't feel the need. They don't feel the desire to do that. But because they live in the society where everyone keeps on asking them, so when are we going to see you married? When are you going to introduce us to your wife or whatever? So they sooner or later decide, okay, I'm 40, I need to get married. But this is what I don't like. I mean, if you are not ready, why should you care what other people think about it? Dead neighbors.
Dead neighbors, yeah. Well, dead. Nothing
crazy. No, nothing special. Just another dead neighbor. Yeah, it happens, you know. We live in Russia. Come and visit us.
Dear listeners, we have a fantastic teacher from Japan. She's a native speaker. She speaks great English and she also speaks French. If you are willing to study Japanese, if you have always dreamed of going to Japan and...
Or maybe you want to study English with a Japanese teacher.
Yes.
Maybe you already speak Japanese and you want to improve your English.
Yeah, so you can actually go to linguistov.com.
Already?
Yep, and... check all the information and order a trial lesson there.
And then leave a feedback.
Yep.
And say hi to us. We like hi's.
Oh, yes, yeah.
You can like our page in Facebook. Which is, what's our page in Facebook?
It's facebook.com/linguistov.
So go and like us on Facebook. And just
generally like us.
Like us, yeah. Not only on Facebook, in everyday life.
Yeah.
Just like us. We need your love.
Yeah.
And support. Yeah. And we also need, of course, some money.
So yeah. So if you know anybody who would like to have lessons, like
to donate that to us.
We accept any donations.
We
don't even need to want any lessons.
Yeah. Or you don't even need to introduce yourself. Just be an anonymous friend.
Yep. And
just like us.
Write to us, we can send you our bank
details.
So that would be fantastic. Yeah.
That would be fantastic. Just support us in any way possible. Yep. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.